we never get to a place where we're not growing anymore. Growing up is God's goal for every single one of us. Paul said to the Ephesians, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head, that is Christ. From him the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. The Message version of those verses in Ephesians says, God wants us to grow up, to know the whole truth and to tell it in love, like Christ in everything. So our goal is to become more and more like Jesus, to be conformed to the image of God's Son. Now, growing up when you're a child seems pretty effortless, I think. But as an adult, we've got to be more mindful and intentional about it. You know, bad habits can have a real effect on us. So it matters not only that we take in food and drink, but we have to watch what we eat more and how much we eat. Exercise is natural to a child, I think. They're always running about and jumping and climbing, but adults have got to be more intentional about it. We've got to carve out time to exercise. Good parents make sure that their children are in bed at a reasonable time and get plenty of sleep. But you know, adults tend to take on more and more activities and forget that they too need rest and sleep as well as children. Children are natural sponges. They soak in information and facts. Then they spend many years at school learning things. So for them, you know, learning is just an everyday part of life. But adults sometimes think that learning stops when formal education stops. And we can often become reluctant to learn new things as we get older. But the truth is that God doesn't want any one of us at any age to stop growing. And the fundamentals are just as important to us when we've been following God for 20, 30, 40, 50 years as when we first started. If we want to grow up in Christ, we've got to make sure that we're rooted and built up in him, just as a plant or a flower can only flourish if it's rooted in the soil. Ishmael wrote a children's song that says, I'm going to say my prayers, read my Bible every morning, going to get some fellowship, witness every day. And that might seem a bit simplistic to us as adults, but actually it's really helpful for spiritual growth. The more we pray and stay connected to God that way, the more we take in God's word, the more we rely on the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us, the more time we commit to each other and to the church, and the more we seek to speak to other people about God, then the more we grow. And each of the key ingredients that we looked at has to be in our lives if we're to grow up in Christ. So we need to live in the light as God is in the light, John tells us. We've got to avoid darkness, the lies of the enemy. We've got to seek to live in truth and light. We have to move on from that pure spiritual milk of the word to solid food so that we can discern what's right and so that we can do what's right. God's word is described in the Bible in the Psalms as honey or as the finest of wheat. And we'll never grow up if we don't spend time in God's word. We've got to keep on believing. We've got to keep on trusting, keep on obeying. Faith without works is dead, James says. You know, if you're not living at the edge of your comfort zone, you won't be growing in faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. So we've got to keep exercising faith if we're going to keep growing. We've got to clothe ourselves with the character of Christ. The verse that I've put on the sheet with the t-shirt that the kids are looking at is from Colossians 3, verses 12 to 14. And that says, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other, forgive each other if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Every single day, we need to be putting on those virtues and putting off everything that's of the flesh and not of the spirit. We need to keep on learning. You know, There's never been as many resources to help us learn as there are nowadays. You know, there are online sermons, there are books, there are commentaries, there are studies, the list is endless. You know, you can learn without even leaving your own home. But the church is also a place where we can learn practically. You know, the Bible tells us not to give up meeting together because our fellowship is also a way of learning. We learn as we talk to each other, as we listen to other points of view, as we sort of rub, against each other. We learn from each other. And we need to keep ourselves in the love of God, and we need to trust the Holy Spirit to lead us every day. You know, it's only when we're secure in God's love and in God's purposes for us that we've got that space and the freedom to become the people that He made us to be. And church is in many ways about equipping us to go out into the world and make disciples of all nations. You know, once we're equipped, once we're secure in God's love, once we've been filled with God's Holy Spirit, we become people who can do the impossible in God. And we need to learn those biblical principles of rest. You know, all work and no play not only makes Jack a dull boy, but it makes us weak. It makes us prone to temptation, prone to discouragement, prone to lose our perspective. You know, keeping the Sabbath is one of the most important commandments that God gives us, because it not only helps us physically, it keeps us in touch with Him spiritually. We refocus, we're refreshed as we rest and as we set time aside for God. And as we do that, then we've got all the resources that we need for growth. Spiritual growth is key to every single one of us. Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 16, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we're being renewed day by day. We've got to pay as much attention to that inward renewal as we do to our outward health and well-being. And if we do, then we'll grow up in Christ. Amen.